741 at WEOL. We welcome the month of September coming up tomorrow, and the month always has different designations. One of them is National Recovery Month, and also today, the end of this month, is Overdose Awareness Day. And coming up tomorrow, the folks at Brightview will be having a open house at their Elyria location. They're an addiction treatment center, and we've got with us this morning the community outreach manager, Jeremy Krause. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Thanks. You guys have been there for about a year. What's it been like for a year in the battle against addiction for you guys?
Well, it has been an up and down kind of crazy ride. Lorain County does have a lot of substance use issues, especially with the flood of fentanyl coming into our streets. But with what we do, the type of treatment we do, there's a little bit of stigma surrounding our type of treatment, but it's very effective. So, and we had a kind of a slow start, and I would say the past 6 months, our doors have just been flooded with people, just because they're hearing how effective our treatment is just coming through our doors every single day.
You mentioned that kind of treatment. How would you describe it?
So what we do is we do outpatient addiction treatment and medicine. And what the medicine means is we do have, certain medicines like Vivitrol, Naltrexone, Buprenorphine, Suboxone that we can use to treat people that do have substance use disorders. Some people might say it's, trading one thing for another, but, the Society of Addiction Medicine states that, with lots of studies, it is one of the most effective forms of treatment. And people are starting to know this. We're seeing results. People are coming in. Their lives are being transformed because of it.
Talk a little bit about the when people would come to your facility, kind of what happens as it begins for like the first appointment. What kind of this process takes place?
Well, our process is, first of all, in our buildings, we have a lot of different staff. We have physicians, we have medical staff, we also have clinicians and case managers that are all treating substance use disorder. So a typical day would look like you come in, you're going to spend a couple hours there meeting with our physicians, our providers, our medical team, and then they'll do an assessment on you and to determine if, medication is the most effective treatment and best treatment for you. Sometimes it's not. But in a lot of cases for opioid disorder and alcohol use disorder, it is. And then they'll meet with one of our clinicians. They'll get an assessment done, a risk assessment. They'll come up with treatment plans. They'll come up with relapse prevention plans, safety plans, and then I'll implement those into your treatment plan and then start seeing you on a weekly basis.
Talking this morning with Brightview Community Outreach Manager Jeremy Krause, Brightview Elyria Addiction Treatment Center, celebrating their 1 year providing effective outpatient addiction treatment in Elyria and Lorain County. You have an open house coming up tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that.
So tomorrow we are celebrating our 1 year anniversary of being open. We have treated in the past year almost 300 patients with over almost 2,000 clinical hours, which is a lot of people for sure. Tomorrow our open house is happening at 540 Griswold Drive at our location between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. And we'll be honoring our community partners. We'll be honoring our patients, everyone who's made it possible for us to be here and to serve our community and help combat addiction. We'll have food. There'll be music. There'll be refreshments. There'll be awards getting handed out to, patients and community partners and all kinds of different stuff we'll be doing. It's going to be a really good time.
When you talk about community partners, who else are in that partnership?
So everybody in the community, basically, that is helping us fight addiction. We are a collaborative agency, so we work with a lot of other agencies like Silver Maple or Let's Get Real or NORA. a place to recover. There's all kinds of different partners in the community that we collaborate with in order to build the most effective treatment for people. And they're all out there doing their thing. They all do things a little bit different, but we all work together to make this happen.
Right. Sometimes you have to find the right treatment that fits the right person. When someone, an individual comes to you, or is it just an individual? Sometimes families, spouses, what kind of other assistance do those people have other than just the person who's addicted?
For families, yeah, we will hook them up and get them set up with a bunch of different things. There is a variety of programs around town for families. There are meetings. There are other organizations that, do family counseling and help the family understand substance use disorder. There are programs that, can help the kids kind of understand and, give them a healthy lifestyle while the parent's going through treatment. There's all kinds of things going on that we can connect them with so that the families can get support. We do see a lot of couples come in and go through treatment together. Some of them do have children, but they're bettering their lives in order to be better fathers, be better mothers, be better brothers and sisters, so on and so forth.
Since it is sort of an outpatient, how do you know someone's going to return? How does that work for you? What draw is that, and what do you see in regards to doing that?
Well, we actually have a very high patient retention rate. Our patient retention is over 70%. And what that means is 7 out of every 10 people that walk through our door stay engaged in treatment for 30 days or more. And most of them stay engaged for more. Our treatment is effective. The medications we do provide, the counseling and therapies, the connection to other resources that we provide do actually help motivate people to want to come back. Our staff there is very empathetic. They're very understanding and caring. And people love coming in and seeing our staff. They love how they're treated when they're there. And it really does motivate them to keep coming back over and over and over again until, they're ready to go out on their own and live their normal lives. And that's, I guess I said that wrong. While they're there, they are living normal lives. That's the point of an outpatient treatment center. Not everybody can go away for a week or a month and leave their families, leave their jobs. We do provide that option so that people can maintain a normal and healthy lifestyle while they're still working, while they're still taking care of their family and their obligations.
So you must have hours that extend throughout the day, I would assume, that they're able to be there.
Oh, absolutely. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. We're one of those places. We offer immediate access to addiction treatment, and that's what Brightview was founded on. We do same-day scheduling. We do walk-ins throughout that time. We do have a 24/7 call center at 833-510-4357, where even if we are closed and it is after hours, they can talk to live support, schedule their appointments, get connected to other resources, and just talk to somebody if they need to. A lot of times people are in crisis. They don't know what to do. And all of our calling center team is trained to kind of de-escalate those problems.
So even if someone sort of breaks an addiction, they may still have a susceptibility to that. Do you give them tools to kind of work that throughout, even beyond being with you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's always an aftercare option and a treatment plan. There are all kinds of different methods we use so that, they can maintain that sobriety. Usually the external support, as they say, one day at a time. Going to your meetings, going to an individual counselor, keeping busy. We do give them plenty of coping skills that they can use, like healthy exercise or finding a hobby or, learning how to do things sober. Some of these people have never done, anything sober in their life. So learning how to go to a picnic on 4th of July and have fun and be sober without having to drink, teaching them those type of responsibilities. I mean, that's a big part of, beating addiction.
Brightview Community Outreach Manager Jeremy Krause joining us this morning. Again, you have the open house coming up tomorrow. If people want to get details on that or find out more about your center, where's a good place to get details on it?
So they can actually get details, you know, on our website at www.brightviewhealth.com. You know, also they can just show up. There's all kinds of community flyers that I've put up everywhere so that people know it's there.
And again, that's coming up tomorrow, September 1st. Starts at noon, goes till about 3, I think you said, right? Around about noon to 3 or so? Or
no, noon to 3.
Noon to 3, again, located at 540 Griswold Road in Elyria. Jeremy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the word out, and hope we can help some folks with their issues this morning.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Jeremy Cross joining us again from Brightview Health. Again, they are located at 540 Griswold Road in Elyria, and they've got their open house going on tomorrow, celebrating 1 year of helping folks recover. Again, September begins the National Recovery Month as well.